So I heard you want to give up. You're done. You don't understand why God has given you these challenges. You're angry. It's not fair. You're pissed off. You feel like you don't have the energy and strength to go on. You feel like I've been strong my whole life. People are telling me I need to be stronger, and it's not enough. Nothing I do is enough. It's not good enough. Game over. I'm done. I can't take any more. But what if I tell you that giving up means you have to start all over again? And it's not going to stop. The process will just continue to repeat until you embrace it, until you accept it, until you just live with and sit with and deal with the pain. And I know some pain is really hard to process. I'm a feeler, and I feel things so intensely that I really still to this day sometimes wonder, do other people feel it this intensely? It is challenging to process, but I want to share some things with you. I want to talk with you about emotion and the purpose it serves and the purpose that the challenges in your life are serving. We look at a lot of emotions as just simply bad. How do I make this go away? How do I get rid of this? But they're showing up for a reason. They are putting us on notice about the things that are wrong, about the things that are right. It is your internal compass. And more importantly, they are designed to be catalyzers to move you into a different space. It's like a tack on a chair, and you sit down, and immediately you're going to leap back up because that doesn't feel good. That's what they're supposed to do, is move you. So I'm going to talk about some of these emotions, and some that would be considered more negative. Essentially, these are your work. These are your challenges. This is your shadow work. So if you're struggling with these, just know that it is your responsibility to process these, or they're going to keep coming back and you'll keep starting over. I know it's not what you want to hear, and I'm sorry that you're going through this, but you have to hang on. You have to do it for yourself. You have to do it for others. It matters. It does matter. Fear is supposed to catalyze you into courage. Sadness can be a springboard, and all of these really depend on what's going on in your life. I mean, you know better than anyone else what the specific emotion is trying to tell you or move you into, but I'm just going to give you my general thoughts. Sadness can be a springboard for selflessness, letting go, compassion, guilt and shame. And I think this is a big one because we hear a lot in the spirituality community about, no shame, no guilt. No, this is a guilt-free zone. I disagree. I really do. I think to live with these emotions long term, yes, bad. Do not do that. And the reason people are living with these emotions long term is because they haven't accepted them. They haven't processed them. So back to guilt and shame. Short term, it can be a good thing. It should catalyze you into remorse, and then remorse can bring you into change. And self-forgiveness and self-compassion. So these emotions are designed to move us into different spaces. But what happens a lot is we feel these, we don't know what to do with them, we don't know what they're trying to tell us, and then we just want to get rid of them and just want to make it go away as quickly as possible. But that is not what we should be doing. Anger is energy, it's power, and it can drive you. It can motivate you to, you can transform anger into passion, to act as a catapult for you, for movement. Grief is a really hard one, and a lot of people aren't going to want to hear this, and I'm really sorry that I have to share this with you. I do feel this absolutely to be truth. So grief is designed to move you into acceptance, release, letting go, and ultimately selflessness. Because essentially, if you think about grief, it is a longing, it is a missing, it's a sadness mixed with a longing. And I would say it's probably one of the most difficult to process here that I'm sharing with you. So just know that I don't have any rose-colored glasses on about this. I know it's not easy, but essentially us wanting other people to stay around for us is selfish, and it's never the right time. It's never the right time for someone to leave our lives. And so, you know, you just have to keep that in mind, that I don't really think that it matters when somebody passes. It always feels too soon. It always feels like not the right time. And of course, grief can come in many different shapes and sizes. I've experienced a lot of grief, not so much around death, which I have experienced that as well, obviously, but a lot of grief when it comes to feeling helpless from wanting to help others going through their challenges, especially those in my family and my immediate family. And that can come with some grief. And again, I feel it's trying to teach me that I need to let go, that it's not mine, it doesn't belong to me. And when and if they are ready for help or need me, they know where to find me. So right now, your suffering feels like it's meaningless. It doesn't have a purpose. Why is God doing this? But I promise you, you are being enriched. Your character is being built. There's an old saying that in order for a tree to reach heaven, first its roots have to reach all the way to the depths of hell. And you're probably watching this video right now and thinking, she doesn't get it. She doesn't understand. I do. I may not be going through what you're going through specifically right now, but I know pain. I know pain very well. And I've spent a majority of my life rejecting it, not knowing how to process it, and therefore really just prolonging my own healing. And that's what it's doing when we cannot process these emotions or we reject them, as we are prolonging our healing. So no shelves, no compartmentalization. I know right now you're on survival mode, most likely. And you're like, lady, I don't have time to process these emotions. I get that. Right now you have to do what you have to do to take care of you, to take care of your children, your animals, whatever it is that you have to do. Yes, survival will always come first. But when you have those moments when it's rising up and those emotions and those shadows are asking you to feel and to process and to release and let them come in, do it in the shower. Do it when you're going to bed. Go for a walk. Journal. But recognize that they are trying to tell you something. You are here for a reason. And I believe that it is the rock bottoms. This is going to sound counterintuitive, but the rock bottoms are a place of magic. The old you is unraveling and something new is beginning. Chaos gives birth to order. And I think that when you are in a place that feels so unbearable that you just don't know if you can get through, you're in a place of magic, actual magic. You are in a place of transformation. And the only way to fail is to give up. So are you going to do that? That is the only way to fail. You have to die to give up. You have to keep doing those things over and over and over again and never wanting to try again to do better. Whatever it is you're trying to change, you know what it is. Maybe you need to leave a relationship that's abusive. Maybe you're fighting an addiction, or you're depressed and suicidal. And a lot of times all of those things can go together. Maybe you lost somebody and you just, now you feel lost. You feel lost in the world. And you're looking for your anchor. You're looking for that meaning. But I promise you, these are enriching you. These trials are enriching your soul. You are silver in the kiln. And you have to find your reason to keep going. It's important. You matter. Everything you do is affecting somebody. You may not think it. You may say, oh, people don't care and nobody's in my life. But I promise you, somebody somehow is affected by the way that you are or are not handling what's happening right now. So find your reason. Do it for your dog. Do it for your neighbors. If you don't have a reason, do it for your parents. Do it for your children. You have to find your reason and start. If the reason isn't you, that's okay. It will come, because you will gain small wins along the way. And as you gain those wins, you will start to gain momentum in self-love. And it's a cumulative effect. You know, this isn't an overnight process. But I know that you can do this. You've been doing hard things your whole life. You have made it through 100% of your worst days. And your best days, they haven't all come. You might think they have, but they haven't. You have so much more life in you and so much more to do. So I wanted to come on here today and hold you accountable and let you know that the world needs you. The world needs your healing. And when you heal, you make space for others to do the same. Your friends, your family, even strangers. Our collective energy is contagious. And just know that your pain has purpose. Your suffering has meaning. It is the most meaningful thing there is. Whether you are religious or not, we have deities that have been teaching us about things that we are missing and we just don't get. Sacrifice and suffering. Jesus taught us about that, right? Because there are so many things that come out of our suffering. Appreciation being one of them. Gratitude. You know, sometimes we don't really appreciate what we have until it's been taken from us. Fortitude and strength, determination. You know, again, if you just have things handed to you, where are you learning determination? Where are you learning perseverance? Where are you learning ethics for hard work? It is through our suffering that we learn all of these traits. I have been told that I am a generous person. That is something that I've learned through my suffering, because I needed people to be generous with me, or wanted or hoped. And so we are building character. Your soul is being enriched through your trials. And you may not see it now, and you may not understand now, and that's okay. You don't have to. What you do have to know, though, is there is meaning. You may not understand it now, but you need to tell yourself, someday, this is all going to make sense. It is going to make sense. And so I'm here to tell you today that I need you to hang on. I need you to keep breathing. I need you to keep putting in your effort. And I know how deep you have to dig to find that energy. But I promise it's there. You have access to it. Pray. Ask for your angels and guides to be with you. Ask for Jesus Christ to be with you and guide you. The universe is always guiding you towards your highest path. We don't always pay attention, but the signs are there. The green flags, the red flags, it's all there. And I think that these are things that I needed to hear when I was going through some of my deepest, darkest moments. And now I am able to tell myself these things. And it's not, you know, I still have these challenges. I'm going through one right now. And so I really am inspired to make these videos and share based off of my own experiences. They say teach what you know, right? I know suffering. I know the pain that you're in, but it is temporary. It is going to pass. You are going to see it through. You are going to make it through. I promise you. The only way to not make it through is to give up. And we already know what's going to happen if you do that. We get to start back over from square one. So hang on and keep going. It's just about movement. And I know some days it's just about survival. But no matter what, you just have to know that there is purpose in your pain. There is meaning in this life. And there's so many distractions around us. So much division, so much separation. And right now, you just need to focus on you. So turn off the news. Try to avoid the things that are triggering you, that are not helping you heal. And if that means going inward, sometimes when I'm going through something, I'll just tell my friends and family, hey, I'm going inward for a couple of weeks. I won't be available. Totally entitled to do that. And if you're somebody who has been feeling like they're responsible for everyone else and they have to show up for everyone else, this is going to be especially hard for you. But if you can do it, you're going to feel like a rock star after, I promise. So go regather your energy. Go take a bath or journal or take a nap. If you're like me and you barely slept for, in my case, it's 44 years, go take a nap. Seriously. The laundry is still going to be there tomorrow. The dishes are still going to be there tomorrow. But your mental health, that is priority number one. You know you have to take care of that in order to take care of anyone else. So just want to come on here and tell you that I love you. I'm thinking about you. You are important, and I know that you can do this. Have a good day.